Hi, I'm Julie.
And I'm Samantha, and this is Stick to Tape.
This is episode 57. Sorry, I annoyed you with my friendship. Because last night, which was Saturday night, it was the Battle of Alberta. And can I tell you a little bit about the Battle of Alberta?
Please.
So I didn't watch any of this game except for I put on NHL, like the NHL Network on the TV and muted it while I had the Stars game on my laptop. And I look up
Right.
and all I see is Matthew Tkachuk getting himself thrown to the ice. And I'm like, what did he do
No.
now? I was like, oh boy, what did he do now? So I was like, who is that? So Zach Cassian of the Edmonton Oilers, like, I hadn't seen everything at this point, but I just saw him just throw Matthew Tkachuk to the ice. And I was like, well, that's my kid. Like, he's gonna be annoying as heck. So finally, I guess I found out what happened. Like, so I think Tkachuk hit him like 3 times last night. Like, real hard. Like real big hits. And so the 2 hits that I saw, Cassian was like bent over. Like he had the puck, but he was like bent over, head down, which is like the number one thing they tell you not to do. And so Tkachuk goes into him with a hip. And on the first one, it looks bad because he hits his shoulder high and it's like almost neck. And Cassian's head bounces back, like whiplashes back, and he loses his bucket. And it's like, first off, why is your helmet coming off that easy? You know what I
Yeah,
mean? Like,
why?
his
What's wrong
helmet
with your
shouldn't be
chin
coming off that
strap?
easy. Either he's not wearing the right size or he's not adjusting the chin strap properly. Your helmet should not come off that easy. He did not breathe that hard. And then the second hit, he's behind his net, or he's behind the net, and again, he's got the puck and his head is down. So he's got the puck. He's eligible hit be hit, and he's got his head down. And so Tkachuk comes in. He kind of comes in backwards on him, but I don't think that's illegal. Like he comes in on him, and because he knows he's gonna hit him. So he kind of like he puts his hip into him, and Cassian goes flying back. His bucket comes off again, and he goes like face first into the boards, which sucks. But he's hit in the shoulder, right? These are both clean hits. And Cassian just loses his fucking mind. Like, Tkachuk has the puck. He's got control of the puck. He's eligibly hit. McDavid comes and hits him. And it's either like an elbow or a cross check. Like, it's kind of shitty and nobody's talking about it. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm sure those hits happen all the time and it's unavoidable. But
And
it
it's
was
high
high.
up. Yeah, I saw it.
It was a weird point of contact that was not him getting the puck off of him. It was him just hitting him. But nobody's talking about
Yeah.
that because Zach Cassian fills his diaper and like flips out and like ragdolls Matt to the ice. Like twice. He hits him and in the back of the head while he's on the ice, he like rips his helmet off, takes his gloves off, and like starts hitting him. And Matt's like not having it. But you can also see him
Yeah.
just grinning. So I think he knew exactly what he was doing. He was gonna take the hit and he was gonna take the punches for the power play, which he got. Because I'm pretty
Was
sure Cassian got
struggling.
four like got a mate like a double minor, and then I think he got kicked out. I don't know if he came back to that game.
I feel like I saw something that said it should have been an ejection, but it wasn't. But also,
Yeah,
that
I
could have been
think
for
that's
something
what I
else,
saw
so who knows?
too. But anyways, Zach Cassian was
Can look it
rattled.
up actually.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, he didn't get that. He got a double minor and a 10-minute misconduct. So no, he didn't leave the game. But that double minor. Okay, so here's the thing. I think I would have understood that reaction if perhaps the Oilers were losing, or if they were winning, but it was a tie game. Like this was a tie game, and this double minor is what lost the Oilers the game.
Yeah.
Because in the resulting power play, the Flames score. Tkachuk was right on the ice when the power play started, by the way. Like, he did not get hurt at all. He got his ass beat, but he did not get hurt at all. Like, if Cassian got the 10-minute misconduct, and then, like, he was just, like, Matthew Tkachuk was out there on the power play. So, like, I feel like he maybe knew what he was doing. He knows how annoying he is.
Oh, yeah, he does. He is into it.
Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know if you saw any of the stuff from after the game, but Cassian called him a pussy, and he called him a punk, and he was like, I wish we were playing in a day and a half. Like, he's like, I love it. I love playing hockey like that. And I was like, okay, you are literally looking for retaliation. Maybe go to therapy. Like, what? Like, it was retaliation, and that's all it was. And if they play again on the 29th.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I suppose Matt better watch his back. But Matt, did you see what Matt said?
No, I didn't see what Matt said. Okay,
Matt was like, if you don't want to get hit, get off the tracks. He's like, you don't want to get hit, get off the tracks. He's like, I'll take the power play, I'll take a game winning goal, and I'll take the 2 points. And I was like, he's like, we're now, I think maybe are the Flames the first in the West now? Not in the West, but in the Pacific. I'll look it up.
Let's see.
He said we'll take something with first place. So
yeah, they're the first in the Pacific.
Yeah.
They're second, or he they're was third like,
yeah,
in
we'll
the
take,
West.
We'll take first in the Pacific. I was like, you're a demon, Matthew. He's a demon. Anyways, so now he, like, the Matthew Tkachuk hate club is 2 players strong now, Zach Cassian and Drew Doughty. I'm sure other people hate him too. But yeah, so that happened last night, and it was fun to watch. Like, the thing is that the way Cassian reacted, like, if that happened on the street, that's assault.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
And he's got a hearing. So, player safety's got a hearing. Because Tkachuk was an unwilling participant in the fight. So, he didn't throw his gloves down. He was trying to get away. And Cassian kept going on. He threw him to the ice twice. So, now he has a hearing with player safety. I don't think anything's coming from it. But maybe a fine. And that's about it.
Yeah, probably.
He's a good Canadian boy, so I don't think any... And, like, think about the guys that run player safety. Like, they were those guys that would react like that. So, I don't think anything's coming to him. So.
I guess we'll see.
We'll see. But anyways, it was fun to watch. And I guess some people would probably like that the Battle of Alberta is being heated up. Just because, you know.
Yeah, it's fun.
Rivalries are fun, so.
Rivalries are fun.
I don't know, can't really. That stuff makes me too nervous. I don't like it.
I don't like watching rivalry games.
Rivalry games stress me out way too much. But
we just went to a fucking rivalry game in person, too.
Oh, we did. Thank God. Oh my God, Jason Dickinson. We hate each other. Oh, that was fun. I don't think that made it to the broadcast. I don't know. Somebody who watched on TV, let us
know. It didn't.
Huh?
It didn't.
Oh, yeah.
It did not make it to the broadcast.
Unfortunate, because Jason Dickens is like, we hate each other.
It was really cute.
It was so cute. I loved that. That was fun. I don't know. I'm so excited that the first thing we talked about was Matt Tkachuk being a freaking demon. He's my favorite.
Speaking of Manny Tkachuk, which is how I always refer to him, Mitch Marner posted the Leafs had an outdoor practice, which mm-hmm. was incredibly cute, and Mitch Marner posted a picture of it, and it had Austin Matthews in it, and Manny Tkachuk commented, -1 for Austin Matthews.
That's adorable. Hey, also, speaking of Tkachuks, apparently they draw the most penalties in the league. Like, I think Matthew's
It's
drawn like
ridiculous.
19 penalties this year, and then Brady has drawn the most in the entire league. At least that's what they said on the broadcast. So, these two are nightmares, and I love them. Like, extremely love them.
They are helping their teams, just get a less special teams time because I'm pretty sure they also take a lot of penalties.
God, Ottawa's second from the bottom in the East.
Ottawa is
And it's
bad.
only because they've played one more game than New Jersey. Because New Jersey, they have the same number of points, but they've played one more game than Jersey.
You know who's really bad is the Detroit Red Wings. I get to see the Detroit Red Wings twice this week.
Oof. Maybe it'll
It's
be their
fine.
good luck charm.
For one of the teams, I would like to not be their good luck charm. For the other team, I don't care.
Okay.
I'm going to see the Penguins and the Canes.
Oh, wow, what a great segue. Let's talk about my extremely contrary top secret business
Oh
because it has to do with the Carolina Hurricanes.
no. Okay, go for it.
This is super contrary. Last night they wore their whale gear and I hate it. I know people are like in love with the Connecticut whale and like they love the jersey and they love the thing and they love history. I hate it. I think it's ugly. Like the color is pretty, but it's still ugly. But also, like, it's the past. Leave it in the past. Grow up. I hate it. I hate it. It's like when the Minnesota Wild pretend they were ever the Minnesota North Stars. Like,
Okay, but that's different. That's different because the Minnesota Wild
But
were not ever
also,
the
this is
Minnesota
not,
North
it's
Stars.
the same thing
And
though, because they relocated and the Stars never act like they were the North Stars, even though they were. Like, this is different. Like, the whale relocated. They are the Carolina
they're
Hurricanes.
not
I
whales, the
don't
Hartford
like it.
Whalers. The Connecticut Whale is an
I
NWHL
fucking know
team.
what I
It's the Hartford
mean.
Whalers. And
Oh,
listen,
you know what I mean.
listen.
The
Okay.
Whalers. That's what I meant.
No. You know what?
I'm
Because
wrong.
I don't like the Carolina Hurricanes as a team name, and I would prefer they were the Hartford Whalers or the
I still don't
Carolina
like it. I
Whalers.
think it's
Esther,
dumb.
please stop trying to walk on the computer.
I don't like it. Either way, wrong or not about it. I don't care. I don't like it. I didn't like it. I don't know what it is about it. It rubs me the wrong way. I don't like it.
Okay.
That's my I told you it was extremely contrary. Like, I just don't like it.
It was dumb. I thought it was going to be like something like really.
No, this is my extremely this is it
So
is
dumb.
dumb because it doesn't make any sense for me not to like it, but I just don't like it.
Oh, no, that makes sense. You love to be contrary.
I really do, but I don't like this. And then I'll take the L on misremembering the name of the team. That's how much I don't like it. I can't even remember what they're really called. Anyways, sorry. That was me being contrary. Also, it's probably because I think I just half like the
Anyway,
Hurricanes. I don't know why. I just don't like them. I don't like any guy on their team.
the
Who, by the way, the Carolina Hurricanes, not the Hartford Whalers, just re-signed Justin Williams for the end of the season. Stupid. Dumb. Let him move on. I
I
don't get
don't
it.
understand that. I don't. He wasn't playing, right?
No, he wasn't playing at all.
And then they were like, you know what? We need him to be playing.
It's like Mike Fisher a couple of years ago. Also, another thing that
Oh.
makes me mad about that team, which I don't know if I said this on the podcast or I just said this in person to you guys. I hate that they like ditched the thing that they do at the end of the game, like during the playoffs. Like, no, commit to the bit.
I know
Either
you have said that
you're
numerous
in or you're
times
out.
on.
Like, I hate it.
I
Maybe
know.
it's because I commit to the bit so often that people that don't are cowards. I'm just saying.
I know.
I'm just,
I
this
know.
is hot take hour with me. And they're extremely lukewarm takes. Anyway.
I know. Okay. So I didn't write it down, but I just remembered that there was the last minute voting for the All-Star game happened
Oh,
this week.
yeah. David Perron, are you serious? That's horseshit. No one was voting for David Perron. They put him in there because it's in St. Louis. Nobody was voting
I
for
know,
David
and
Perron.
the best
Like,
part about it is that, like, I still follow. My turn to talk. I still follow David Perron on Twitter, and he didn't even. It was like in the last couple of days of voting, he was like, "Oh yeah, people are voting for me. People should vote for me." And he was like retweeting stuff where people were voting for him. So you know, at that point, they'd already been like, "Yeah, no, you're getting in. Make it look like you're trying, please."
Yeah, that's garbage because I don't know anybody that voted for David Perron. First off, David Perron and All-Star should never be uttered in the same sentence.
It's the second time he's been an all-star.
That's insane. That's how?
Because I think he was, I think he went with the Knights, maybe. Or he could have been a replacement. I don't know. I just know it's his second time. I read that in an article. That was
Okay, like,
funny.
because when I think of NHL All-Star, I think of David Perron. Okay.
Anyway, the other three last minute.
The
TJ
Hughes kid
Watt,
also is
OC.
me going.
Okay, no, but he's a rookie though, and Canucks are good on social media. Stop making that face at
I'm
me.
just saying,
You're
like
so mean
the only
today.
two
You're so
Canucks,
contrary
the only two
today.
Canucks that should go to the All-Star game are Besser and Pettersson. That's it. It's the only two.
You're so contrary today.
Yes, I am. I gotta make spicy takes so people will listen to our podcast.
Oh my God. Anyway, TJ Oshie from the Capitals, Quinn Hughes from the Vancouver Canucks, and Mitch Marner from the Toronto Maple Leafs.
TJ Oshie, really?
Yeah. Oh, TJ Oshie is
He's
loved.
popular. People love him, and I don't know why, because he's a furry.
Love. He's a furry. He's a Trump supporter. He's an asshole. He gets paid too much money.
Yeah, he
He just
does.
wants a
I'm not allowed to
blue.
talk about that, though, because I think everybody gets paid too much money.
I know. He was once a blue and now he's a capital. Why the fuck would I ever
That's
like
why he's
him? First
going.
of all. Second of all, I hate
The
him. Oh my God.
only player that used to be a blue that has been rehabilitated for me is Roman Polak. He's the only one. He's the only one.
I know, I know, I know.
My cat's being really cute right now.
My cat is in a sweater and I love her so much.
Look, I don't know.
She
Can you see
hates the
this?
sweater.
Can you see this?
No, it's just a void.
Oh, that's because we're both wearing black.
I know.
I need to turn any lights on.
He's wearing black.
He
He
is.
always wears black.
I know. He's my sweet baby.
Anyway, here's an I was just looking through the oh my God, what the fuck are words? I was just looking through the All-Star rosters again. First of all, did you know that Matty Tkachuk was going?
Good. He is an all-star. He's
Forgot about that. Second of all, oh right, Jake Guentzel is obviously no longer going.
Oh.
But Chris Letang is, and Tristan Jarry are going
Oh my God.
from the Penguins because also because Korpisalo, Jonas Korpisalo is hurt and they needed a goalie. And let's see.
I'm sending you a link on Twitter. It's about something completely different, but I'm losing it.
Okay, Tyler Bertuzzi is the Detroit. That's the other thing that doesn't make sense to me.
No, it should be Dylan Larkin always. But he didn't want to
Dylan
go.
Larkin didn't
He
want to
didn't want to go. He was like, I'm
go. He was
tired.
He was eligible for the he was the choice for the last minute. He was like, "Don't vote for me. I want the weekend off."
Oh, that's the thing. That's the thing, because like I should have read that article that some person wrote about like how the NHL needs to like give the players more incentive to go, because it's like it looks bad that Ovechkin's been like, "Yeah, no, I'm just gonna take the suspension, deuces."
And Flowers, he's not going either.
Did he get like nominated and then said he's not going?
I think so. Hold on, let me double check.
He has.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He has the right. He hasn't been having a good time right now.
Oh.
That was so interesting. Like, if you don't know, like, Marc-Andre Fleury lost his father recently. And
yeah, that was seem
like he's been the same since. And, like, when the Penguins went to Vegas a couple of, what, days ago?
Yeah, it was on, like, Wednesday or something.
Somebody wrote this piece about how, like, they're good, like, how Marc-Andre Fleury and Matt Murray are good friends. But the one thing they haven't talked about is, like, the loss of their fathers. And you'd think,
yeah,
that, like, maybe that would be something to, like, have a chat about. But I get it, because men don't know how to express their feelings. But, like,
it's true.
Oof. Because Matt struggled, too, after he lost his dad.
Yeah. Also, Sidney Crosby, who is also good friends with Marc-Andre Fleury, he is on the road trip right now. It's time for Penguins Corner. He is on the road trip right now, and honestly, I don't know if he's actually going to play. If he plays at all, it would be tonight. I think.
Okay. Well, he practiced yesterday. I don't, he did full practice.
He did practice. He took part in line rushes yesterday. There's a possibility he's going to play, but also, even if he wasn't going to play, the three games that they went to, this road trip is literally, it is Vegas, where his best friend Marc-Andre Fleury lives. It is Colorado, where his best friend Nate McKinnon lives, and is Arizona, where his best friend Phil Kessel lives. It's like, there's no way he was going to miss this trip. It was literally designed for Sidney Crosby.
I know. I mean, but they took some of the other injured guys, too. Because they took Jeff,
yeah, I mean,
and
they,
Nick. Justin.
Murray. I know. I know. They usually take injured guys, but, like, Sid hasn't been going on the road trips, and I was, even if he wasn't close, he was going to come on this road trip, yeah, and they're just, like, making that he's close. Anyway, he may play tonight, and this may be moot, and everything will be, like, this will come out tomorrow, and everyone will be like, yeah, no, he played last night, Sam. But,
you know who's if he doesn't, tonight? Nick Hjalmarsson. There was no way.
Yes, for the first time in 43 games.
Banana. Beep. My cat's here. He's so cute. Anyway,
I love Sid Crosby, and he's getting close because Jake Gensel is gone, so now it's time for Sid to come back. Oh, God.
Oh, it's Penguins Corner, so I can talk about how I just bought tickets to go see them next month. I'm so excited.
I'm so jealous. I love seeing the Leafs at the Pens.
I'm going. I'm excited.
Love Maple.
Well, buddy, you're gonna fall. My cat's like curled up.
You know what?
On my arm and on the arm of the chair.
Chair. Yeah. Maybe I'll get to see Sidney Crosby.
I know, maybe you will.
On Friday.
I'm hoping you will, because I'm ready for him to be back, and he's chomping at the bit. That's why he lied about his ice time three times. Just kidding. So, like, I don't think, we didn't get to talk about this.
The only ice time he could find was in Vegas, so he had to come on the road trip.
The only ice time he could get in Pittsburgh, he, Sidney Crosby, like, the king of Pittsburgh, he couldn't find any ice time because there was a WOHO tournament. So he had to just practice with the Penguins. It was the only time he could get on the ice. I'm like, mm-hmm. Sounds real. So He was, they were like, he's like, I'm not practicing. I'm just at practice. So, whatever. Anyways, he's practicing. He's practicing with the team, which is, like, really, really good news.
He practiced with the team and he took line rushes, which is even better news.
Yeah.
And he was on the, like, on the power play, on the top power play unit in practice, too.
Other stuff that happened last night, it was Joe Pavelski's return to San Jose. And
it was Joe Pavelski's return to San Jose. It was Patty Marlowe's 1700th game. He is the fifth player in NHL history to play 1700 games. He got the game-winning goal. And he has an Ironman streak of 830 regular season games while he's under contract, which goes back to April 9th, 2009.
Wow.
Over a decade straight of games.
In the chat last night, because when I illegally stream games, there's a chat. Someone called him Carolina Hurricanes legend Patrick Marleau. Anyway, the Stars lost that game, and their win streak came to an end at 6 games. And it was the first
time they've lost only this year. 16. It was the first time they've lost this decade.
Well, all right, yeah.
Stop sending me things. Stop.
I can't. I'm legally obligated.
It was the first time they've lost this decade. They are currently second in the Central.
Yeah.
And in the West. Jesus. And I think before last night, they had as many regulation losses since their 1-7-1 start as they had in their 1-7-1 start. They had only, this is like their 8th regulation loss since their really bad start. That's it.
I'll take it.
So,
tell me some things.
Pretty good. But do you want some stats?
Yeah, go ahead. Hit me with it.
Like a full month of stats to catch up on?
Sure, let's do it.
Cool. Okay. Hold. Oh, fuck me. Hold on 1 second. I forgot I sent you the best name in hockey. Esther, please.
Oh my
Esther.
God, Esther. She just walked by. She's got a sweater on. And she's so cute. It's gray with a white ruffle, and it's got polka dots, and it's super cute.
The ruffle also has glitter on it, so there's glitter everywhere now.
That's amazing.
Okay, let's see. First career goals. Oh, okay, since we're going to talk about one that makes me really mad. It's going to be great. Okay, so it's been like 2 weeks since you've done this. So David, I'm assuming Kasha, of the Philadelphia Flyers.
Oh, yeah, that's Andre Kasha's brother.
Perfect, yeah, okay. He got the game-winning goal for his first goal against the Ducks. Wait, isn't Andre Kasha on the Ducks?
Yes, he is.
That's incredible. Just Gilbert of the Chicago Blackhawks against the Islanders and an actual Blackhawks win. Dylan Sikora of the Chicago Blackhawks against the Detroit Red Wings and another actual Hawks win. It's very exciting. I mean, it is the Red Wings, but I'm sorry. I had somebody, a Red Wings fan at work, come up to me the other day and be like, 9 wins. And I was like, total? He's like, yeah, isn't that impressive?
Now.
It's like, wow, that is impressive. So I think the Red Wings fans are embracing the tanking thing.
Alexi Lafreniere.
And then the other, the last first career goal of the last 3 weeks was Pekka Rinne of the Nashville Predators against the Chicago Blackhawks. And the Nashville Predators win because it was an empty fucking netter. He is the 12th goalie to score in league history. He's the first goalie since Mike Smith in Phoenix as a Phoenix Coyote in 2013. He is the second oldest goalie to score after Marty Brodeur. And I saw something, I didn't save it. He's like one of, he's like the second oldest person to score his first career goal in the NHL because it counts as a NHL goal because he's like 35 or something. A miracle.
Incredible. He was very excited. The goalie union's been very excited for him.
The goalies were really excited for him.
Did you see that sad shit that Braden Holtby said?
No.
He said he used to try for him all the time, and now he's just given up the dream. And I was like, aw. Like, aw.
That's sad, Braden. Pekka Rinne is one of my enemies. I know I've said it on the podcast before, but I just want to say it again. When the Chicago Blackhawks played the Nashville Predators in the 2015 playoffs in the first round, at one point, it was in a game that I believe we were already in the first overtime. Pekka Rinne lost the puck in his pads for a full 5 minutes. I am 100% convinced he did it on purpose. And that game ended up going to triple overtime. And I had to get up in the morning. And I'm still mad about how long that game took. And he's been an enemy of mine ever since. But, you know, good for him or whatever. It's great. It's cool. Goalie goals are awesome. Goalie points are awesome. Fuck. Also, as Dave Lozo said, I am no longer tied in NHL career goals with Pekka Rinne, which is just sad.
God.
Anyway, since last we spoke, there have been 12 hat tricks.
On all of them are David Pastrnak.
No, because two of them are Noel Achari.
Achari.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But the rest are David Pastrnak, right?
No, the rest are not David Pastrnak. Let's see. Noel Achari, the Panthers. David Perron. All-star David Perron.
I remain sus.
And then Noel Achari. Timo Meier of the Sharks. Zach Borinsky of the Blue Jackets. He's the third defenseman in franchise history and the first since 2006. James Neal of the Oilers got another hat trick. Kyle Connor of the Jets. Mikko Rantanen. Esther, please. Evander Kane of the Sharks. Carter Verhaeghe of the Lightning in a 9-2 Bolts win.
Yeah, the Lightning are at it again.
Yeah, 10 straight. David Pastrnak, that's David Pastrnak of the Bruins. It is his third of the season. It is his second straight season with three. Alexander Ovechkin is the only active player to score at least three hat tricks in consecutive seasons. He has done it twice, obviously, because he's fucking Alex Ovechkin. And then Tony D'Angelo of the Rangers against the Devils.
Can we talk about Tony D'Angelo for a second?
Must we?
Yeah. Because he did a video with Tasty, and they came for my life. I love internet cooking videos, and I love Tasty. Not as much as I love Bon Appetit, but Tony D'Angelo did, like, he made meatballs and, like, made a pull-apart bread. And it was very cute. And I feel like more NHL players should do Tasty videos. For me,
personally. I think Tony D'Angelo is also a super racist piece of shit.
That's fair. I'm just saying what I saw.
I'm just saying what I've seen around.
Yeah. So you want me to temper my expectations?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe if Tasty could do videos with not racist piece of shit.
That would be great. I would enjoy that.
Brian Dumoulin does a Tasty video. Imagine.
Brian Dumoulin do a Tasty video challenge.
Yeah.
What is he doing? He's just rehabbing his foot. It's fine. He's got time.
Do a Tasty video, Brian. Triple dog dare ya. I'm going to tweet that at him.
Okay, good.
Brian Dumoulin do a Bon Appetit video with Brad Leone challenge. That's what I want.
All right. Okay.
That's a neat niche want.
There have been 10, 11, 12. There have been 13 shutouts. I'm not going through all the shutouts. Interesting, though, is Andre Vasilevsky got his first shutout of the season a couple nights ago, and then he got his second last night, his second straight shutout. It's fine. Fine. Okay. The Hurricanes shut out the Coyotes, and then the Kings two straight. The Bolts shut out the Flyers, and Pat Maroon scored the only goal in that game. Just, that's what happened. That's how the Lightning are doing right now.
I hate it. And second in the Atlantic.
And I was so excited when it looked like they might not make it.
No, Elvis they were just looking, playing around. They were playing with their food.
Also, guys, were shut out. They're playing with their food. I hate it.
I hate them.
And there have also been a lot of high-scoring games. There have been 18 since last we spoke of stats. And one of them, I just have to talk about this because it happened and we didn't talk about it. There were 14 goals in the game. It was the Toronto Maple Leafs and versus the Carolina Hurricanes. The Leafs won 8-6. Both teams blew a 3-goal lead, which I've never seen happen before.
The Maple Leafs are truly something. I tell you what.
So fucking ridiculous. Also, the Nashville Predators beat the New York Islanders 8-3 like on December 17th, and they had 8 different goal scorers score their 8 goals.
Yeah, but they lost the Winter Classic, so who won the war?
They did lose the Winter Classic, and then they lost their coach.
Oh, God, that's right. I wondered when after that would happen. They lost 5 in a row, and they fired Lavi. But then, like, David Poile said the decision went back to the last playoffs, and I was like, really, though? Like,
it's a bad time of year to do it.
Wait. Yeah, but, like, right, I mean, they right lost after your in the first topic. Round or whatever, but, like, isn't that the best time to do it? Like,
no, I mean, the worst time to do it now.
Yeah, it's, like, fire your coach, like, in the off season, so you don't end up with John Hines. Dude.
In the 2017-18 season, there were no in-season coaching changes.
Yeah.
And then the Hawks fired Q last year, and whoever was with St. Louis and Craig Berube won the cup. And now, in the past 14 months, there have been
Mike Yo.
In the past 14 months, there have been 13 in-season coaching changes, and also in the past 14 months, 15 teams have changed coaches. Which is,
we still don't know exactly half the entire what happened. We still don't know exactly what happened with Jim Montgomery, but he did check into alcohol rehab, so your guess is as logical as ours. He probably did something drunk at work. So,
yeah. And he's a good guy, and hopefully he gets the help he needs.
See, that's the thing, though. Like, it has to be something gross, because, like, just being drunk behind the bench, like, is that really a reason to fire? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is that a reason to be so secretive about it? You know what I mean?
Also true. And that's not, and they, said it didn't happen during a game because somebody else brought Nell's attention to it and he had to research it.
Yeah, weird. But still, that's all we know.
Anyway, that's all we know. I have more. On December 23rd, there were 91 goals scored across 13 games, which is the most on a Monday in 6 years. After January 1st, which includes the Winter Classic, there were 75 multi-goal comeback wins, which is the fourth most through 626 games. Last year had 83 for the second most. The Stars were the fifth team to earn consecutive multi-goal comeback wins this season, after the Isles, the Pens, the Yotes, and the Canes. The Caps became the eighth team in history to win after overcoming a multi-goal deficit in the last minute of regulation. They scored two to tie the game against the Sharks after the Sharks got an empty net goal and thought they had put away the game. And then the Caps scored two in the last minute, and then they won in overtime. The Caps and the Blues are tied for the most comeback wins this season with 14. At the halfway mark of the season, there were four players. Esther, you were standing in front of my microphone. At the halfway mark of the season, there are four players with 60-plus points. There are 10 players with 50-plus. Right now, there are two with 70-plus. Guess who it is? It's Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. It's the highest midseason point total for defensemen since 96-97 with John Carlson. And there are two defensemen in the top five of rookie scoring. One of them is Victor Olofsson, and I don't know who the other one is.
Okay.
The Flames are the fifth team to score four game-tying goals in one game this season. Wow. Also, the Oilers, the Predators, the Sharks, and the Jets all did this. And Austin Matthews is the first American player to score 30 goals in each of his first four seasons.
And he's the first Leaf to do it, too, I think.
He is the first Leaf to do it. And also the first American, period.
Love that for him.
Yep.
I'm sure there's other stuff we could talk about, but...
There's probably other stuff. There's always other stuff we could talk about. But also, I haven't been paying a lot of attention to hockey this week. It's the West Coast trip, and so they're out so late, and I'm so old and tired.
I got you. Feel you.
For the Penguins, at least. And also...
Stars are us, too.
Oh, God. It's terrible,
They've been on a West Coast swing, too. So everybody's out west.
And so it's so late, and I've just been focusing on other things, and...
Is that true? I ask, like, I haven't been doing the same damn thing, so...
You know, it's fun, but we're about to ramp up into... It's that time of year. It's going to be standings watch time. We can look at the standings. We've already talked a little bit about the standings. It's standings watch time. The Pittsburgh Penguins are second in the Metro, but the Penguins have 1 point on the Islanders, and the Islanders have one game in hand. Esther's covered in glitter up because of this ruffle on her little sweater. She's so fucking cute. Anyway, the Pittsburgh Penguins also have the most points. I saw this tweet. They have 40 points in the 28 games since Sidney Crosby went out with injury, and it is the most in the league at that point, which doesn't seem fair. I can't believe how well they're doing.
Me neither.
For how badly injured they are. It's too much. Something's got to break. Something's got to give.
Hey, can you not say that while they have a game tonight? Thanks.
I mean, something already gave because fucking
tonight. Is it tonight?
It is tonight. It's at 6 tonight. It's something already gave because their highest scorer, the kid who was leading the team in goals and points, is out until fucking next season. So that's what gave, honestly. I love them so much. I love them so much. And why do we put so much, why do we like hockey?
Honestly, I have no idea because it is so stressful. Like,
so stressful.
Oh, speaking of, my dad says he wants to go to a game, so I think he and I are going to go see the Nailers at some point.
Nice.
I know. We're going to go to Nailers Superhero Night.
That's incredible.
I'm going to meet Spider-Man.
The point of sports isn't to be happy when your team wins. It's to be sad at a group.
It's true. All right, we are rapidly devolving, so I suppose we better move on to the best name.
It's the best name in hockey this week. Who's the best name?
The best name in hockey this week is a 2004 first round pick, number 21 overall, Czech Canadian Wojtek Volsky.
Nice.
Yeah. So, born in Poland, but his nationality is, oh, sorry, I said Czech, it's Polish. So he's Canadian and Polish, and he's a winger, left or right. My guy is still playing. He has a bronze medal in the Olympics. He won the Gagarin Cup in the K. Let me see here. He's played in the Spengler Cup a couple times. He was drafted by the Avalanche, and he played in, 06, 07, 08, 09, and 10 with the Avalanche, got traded to Phoenix and to the Rangers. And then he was with the Panthers, and then the little lockout came. He played in Poland, then he came back to the Caps that year, and then he basically went to the K. And he's played for Novgorod, Magnitogorsk, Kunlun, Red Star. And then he's in he's in the Czech League now. So that's pretty cool.
Nice. What's his name?
Wojtek Volsky. He played in the Spengler Cup for Canada, I think. And he's played in the Linka Gretzky Cup a couple of times. He's played for Team Canada. So, you know. I'm trying to find that thing, because it said he won the Gagarin Cup. Oh, okay, so the Canada Winter Games is where he won a bronze medal. It was an Olympic medal. And then he won the KHL Gagarin Cup in 2015-16. Which was Magnitogorsk. And then, anything else? Oh, no, he did win an Olympic bronze medal. I'm sorry.
Dumbass. You're a mess.
I am a mess. Who won this cup? Or bronze medal? Who won the bronze medal? In the Olympics?
I don't know.
I also don't know.
Is it Poland? This doesn't sound right.
Oh, it was Canada.
Oh, yeah, what year was that?
It's 18. Oh, remember, that's when they had, like, Do you want to hear this
I
tea?
know, I remember. Oh, okay, sure.
Oh my God. Other people on this team were Rob Klinkhammer, Renee Bork, Maxime Lapierre, Cody Gulbloff,
Maxime
Ben
Lapierre.
Scrivens.
Two of those people were on.
We haven't heard of, what's Ben Scrivens been doing?
I don't know.
Anyway, so at
Bye.
least we know now. Anyways, so Wojtek Wolski is the I think he
Best name in
also,
hockey this week.
yeah, but there was one more thing I was gonna say. I'm pretty sure he went to that St. Michael's College in Toronto, which is where Jason Spezza and Tyler Seguin went to school also. It was that college prep academy, like, that has a good hockey team.
Wow.
So everyone's welcome for that knowledge. Laying it down.
I love Jason Spezza.
So that's that for that. I don't know. Tweet us at Twitter at Stick to Tape. DM us. We have an Instagram. It's also Stick to Tape.
DMs are open. If you have any longer questions, comments, concerns, you can email us at sticktotapepod@gmail.com.
Oh, I do have a message to read you from our DMs, actually. Let me go find that.
Exciting.
It's from friend of the pod, Clota. And she said she loved our episode last week and our guests. And she says, the hockey players with cats appreciation. I think I could be wrong on this, but I think Roope Hintz has a cat. Anyway, he's a good boy either way. So if anybody can confirm or deny Roope Hintz's cat having status, we would love that. Also, shout out and a thanks to our friends of the pod, Sarah and Hannah, for being on with us. That was fun.
That was fun. That
Yeah. And
was a lot of fun. They were a lot of fun. It was a
that
fun time for
was,
all.
yes. And I feel like that's all I have to say today. So.
All right. If you haven't listened to that episode, you should listen to it. I haven't listened to it, so I should listen to it. You can find us on iTunes and wherever you find podcasts, obviously, because you found this one. Don't forget to rate and review and subscribe and tell all your friends about it and how fun it is.
Yeah.
And maybe one day you too can be on our pod.
Truly. But until then,
Because
you're
you're all
just.
our friends.
And damn it, you messed up my outro. Ugh. Until then, the rest of us are just gonna have to stick to tape.